Scene 1, in the trenches. In the trenches, guns up, getting ready to fight. George Bell and George Ingram at 4:30 p.m.
What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be snuggling with my wife?
Are you barming on a crumpet? She left me for you because it's not my baby, it's yours. Didn't you know that?
What? I left her because I thought you was having a stay on my Alicia.
No.
But I saw you spooning with Alicia. Am I wrong? I'm never wrong. So you're heart whole with my wife. I'm sorry, can you explain how? Because I caught you spooning the other day.
But that was the other day, not today. And she's not into me anymore. She loves you. I do know what you're saying, though. But I still have feelings left for her. I do admit I am a ragger.
I knew it. I mean, you can't just spoon someone and not have any feelings left.
I didn't mean to spoon with her. I guess I was quite screwed.
What do you mean? You can't just go up to someone and spoon them. You have to know who it is.
Well, I have left her now because I knew it was wrong spooning with your wife, so you can be with her again.
Well, that is surprisingly nice of you, but how do I know you're telling the truth?
If you don't believe me, go and ask your wife, even though I have feelings left for her.
I would, but we're stuck in these stupid trenches for basically the rest of our lives. That's if we get killed.
Good point, but even if you don't get killed, you can tell her because you can go home.
Maybe I don't want to go home with my George spooning wife.
It was a mistake. I didn't mean to spoon with her.
Yeah, right. I bet you've done it to make me really jealous like I am now.
No, I really didn't mean to spoon your Alicia. I really didn't. So you can stop being waxy at me and agree with me because I'm telling you the truth.
But you're the person I don't like, so how do I know you're telling the truth?
Believe me, that's all you have to do. Or don't you think I'm going to tell you the truth?
I don't think you're telling the truth. We have been over this. Make me believe you're telling the truth.
Just believe me, otherwise I'll do the same again.
Do what?
Spoon her.
I don't think so, because she doesn't like you anymore.
I know, but I can make her love me again, because it's simple, really. I just need to act cool.
You? Cool. Seriously, you? I'm way better than you.
Well, she will choose me, because she wouldn't choose a loser like you.
But you said she doesn't like you anymore, and I've forgiven her, so she will be mine, not yours.
I told you, I am cool, and you're just a loser. When I was with her, she had a really good time with me, but not with you.
She's going to be mine.
Mine?
Mine.
Mine.
Mine. Okay, over the top. Okay, here we go.
And the two Georges ended the conversation by going over the top that afternoon.